It's your B Morning Coffee Club. Thanks for making us part of your morning routine. Crystal, are you on your way to work?
I'm coming home from work.
Oh, you do the overnight. Wow, what kind of business?
I work at the hospital.
Well, thank you for all you do. And so do you use bank points or credit card points for gifts?
I sure do. I use, like, the shopping apps, like Ibotta and Fetch, for your receipts. And you earn points and rewards. You can get gift cards and stuff. So I cash those in, and I use those for my Christmas gifts.
Awesome!
You know what's funny about that Fetch thing? And it's you put in a receipt, and you take a picture of it. You don't even need a good amount. You just need that you went to this establishment.
Right.
Yep.
And my wife is addicted to it. So much so, when we're walking somewhere, she'd be like, go grab that.
What?
And now I'm bending over in front of everybody, picking up a receipt that's not even mine, since you can put on the Fetch thing.
Yes. And my kids will keep their receipts. And I have a 10-year-old, and he'll be like, Mom, here's my receipt. I bought something for $5. You got to fetch it.
You got him trained. Mama's got him trained up. TJ, though, is recovering from the weekend being naked because she lost her phone on Friday.
This is so weird. Since Friday, I feel like a caveman. I have no access to anyone I know. I'm trying to email people who I normally text. So I'm opening up my laptop. You don't realize how much is on that phone until you don't have it. I don't even know what's in my bank accounts right now.
Now, that's scary. You've been missing since Friday. A cell phone, your information's on there. You might have to start putting
cards. It's locked.
But
I have security on it.
I would still freeze cards. That's what I'd do. You got to be careful with that. They're, you know, the good, bad, and the ugly are out there. They got your phone.
Oh, my Lord. I can't believe it. And, you know, I know it doesn't matter. I know where I left it. It just disappeared. It's not there. So now I'm trying to retrieve, like, iCloud information. You know, I'm wandering around aimlessly in the world. I don't even know what is in my calendar. Everything that I have to do this week is in that phone.
And I'll be honest, I don't know anybody's number now.
Nobody!
Because it's in
I
the
can't
phone.
I can't call you.
You just say the name. Like, even my wife, I've got to think about her number.
Yes.
I have to really think about it. But I remember from high school, my best friend's phone number, because you had to dial it all the time.
We had to know.
Yeah.
Now, if you threw me on an island and I had to call a loved one for help, I'm screwed. I don't know anybody's phone number.
You couldn't call anybody?
Probably Steve, and that's it. I don't even know my own mother's. It's everything is in there. I haven't had to.
See, I have both my parents' number memorized, my brother, my best friend from high school would quiz me, so her number's locked and loaded in my brain, even though we had cell phones at that point in time.
Okay.
She would force me to repeat her phone number back to her.
And that's actually a good thing to learn with friends and family members. Hey, in case of emergency, at least know my number.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know my wife's, but I don't just say it out. I go, wait a second, let me think. All right, I got it.
And the texter saying she can use Find My iPhone to find it. Right. So I did that with Steve's phone.
Uh-huh.
Because I had the iFind on.
Okay.
And it just, because I let the phone die, apparently, the phone was dead. It just picked up the last place that the iCloud, which was my laptop. I don't know why. So I'm like, oh, it's here somewhere. Oh, look. Oh, so we're trying to follow this map of where it is, and it leads to my laptop. So I'm like, oh my gosh. So the phone is gone. There is no more phone. I have to figure this out. I don't know if I go and get a new phone and they upload iCloud stuff. I don't know if all of my life is gone forever.
Okay. Well, I think that's being a little bit dramatic.
I don't know what you're talking about. Hope
is gone forever.
Everything.
Yeah.
Everything I built up is gone.
Pictures, videos.
Wordscape.
Oh, moment.
I was like on level 8,000 and something. Now I got to start that all over again.
I'm sure that's in your iCloud. It'll be fine.
I don't know.
I would freeze the credit cards and bank cards. It is TJ, Bo, and Hope. And TJ, you're not alone on the lost cell phone. Many have done it, and you just feel naked, and It's happened to you too.
And I understand how TJ feels. It does feel like you have lost your entire life.
I didn't go grocery shopping
without my phone. I didn't have my grocery list. I had no way to get a hold of people at work. They had no way to get a hold of me. I had all this family drama go down that I missed that I had to get caught up on.
I don't even want to know how many unread texts I have.
Right.
No, that I didn't even bother catching up on. I just said, hey, I lost my phone. If you need me, contact me.
I tried to email as many of these guys as I could. Once I realized Saturday, I was like, oh my gosh, it's gone. It is not in this house. I literally flipped my car and my house upside down. It is not there. I know where I left it and it disappeared. So
yeah, I used email and Facebook Messenger to contact people to let them know I was without a phone and I wasn't just being mean and rude.
Right. You're not being rude. It's like you lost it. Now, my wife had this similar thing a couple months ago, and they, I mean, in order to be delivered. And man, it took so long. And she kept calling the delivery thing. They're like, oh, yeah, it's in the warehouse. And she's like, well, then why don't you deliver it? And correct me if I'm wrong. I think there's some scams out there with deliveries. You got to be careful. Like they intercept your phone. Like they know. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, mine ended up getting I haven't heard of that one, but my phone ended up getting canceled completely. I got refunded and everything with like zero explanation. So I just switched carriers because I was so frustrated.
Wow. Oh, that's...
Well, you're not alone, TJ. That's, I mean, the upside.
Well, and that's just it. You know, we've come to rely on, oh, we'll just add it to your calendar. Just, you know, literally now everything I do is through my phone. So if anything, I've learned the lesson, I may go back to a little bit old school stuff.
What, a jitterbug?
Maybe.
Big text jitterbug?
Maybe I'll have like an old school planner in my purse.
Oh, like that. Okay, I thought you and Mama Jay were going to
get
the
big... little
big...
black book with people's phone numbers in it.
Okay, that could be helpful. By the way, should we describe your phone, lost and found, right here?
Yeah, it's busted.
Okay, it's busted.
It's very broken. I don't know why anyone would want it.
Guitars and Stars, presented by Vision Automotive and Salvatores.com, November 13th. Warren Zeider's going to be there. He can't keep his shirt on. This guy is all over social. He works out every day. 6'2", hopes excited. But this is the one that cracked me up. He was interviewed on Kelly Clarkson's show.
Mm-hmm.
She's just... all excited about it, and it started with his hair.
Hi, cowboy! Walking in here? Oh my God, you should have like a hair commercial.
I've been trying to do that.
I wish my hair looked like that. But you grew up focused on athletics. Although you're excelling in music, you were, is it lacrosse?
Yep, lacrosse for 12 years.
Yeah. I don't know anything about lacrosse because I grew up in a poor neighborhood. So I don't think people know what lacrosse... Oh,
that right there is they popped up behind her a picture of him with his shirt off.
Yeah.
Getting ready to shoot lacrosse. And she just loses it because it catches her off guard.
People know what lacrosse... Oh,
I might have to take the jacket off.
I didn't know that was coming. I need to be prepared for that. That's nice.
Kelly Clarkson.
Wow.
Fangirls, Warren Zeiders. Kelly Clarkson might be at the show in the audience. Do you see how excited she was about him?
Yeah.
And we got him coming. But it was so funny because she was trying to keep her cool, but you saw she was getting all excited about his hair, and he is a good looking guy and everything. Mm-hmm. And then they shot up the picture of him with his shirt off that we've seen a million times on the social.
Right.
And she was just like, woo!
Yeah.
Yeah. Got her attention big time.
Well, so if he's going for hair commercials, Yellowstone would be great for him. Maybe he's trying to get another career. Like, you know, also because he is a pretty boy. He's very pretty to look at. So I think he could also
you're another one, TJ?
Like,
every time the shirt comes off,
stuff.
You're like, woo!
No, of course not. I mean, if he wants to take it off, you can. I mean, I'm just worried about your comfort. If it's too warm in the auditorium theater, please feel free to take your shirt off.
It gets really warm under all those lights.
It really does, but yes, we'll let that happen.
Okay, HR just sent a direct message. Stop encouraging our artists to take off their shirts. Oh, we're trying to ask them to keep it.
We're encouraging them. supporting them.
Whatever will make the performance better. That's what we're doing. Get your tickets, WBEE.com. Bills get the victory yesterday. Yeah. They start off a little sluggish, though, but second half, they look like a playoff-bound team. That second half was great. Sometimes they take a little bit longer to warm up. Maybe they should, like, be out in the parking lot doing some plays and do a whole practice quarter before the real game starts.
I do feel like we need a warm-up quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just warm-ups, a warm-up quarter where we really play the other team. Oh, man. So, yeah, we stayed right till the end yesterday. Steve and I went to the game, and so we always park in the yard. We're big yard parkers on 20A. So we go back, wait right till the end, go back to the yard, get in our car, and I'm at a slow crawl out there because, you know, you're going to be a couple hours getting out of there. And I hear my back door open and close. And I was like, I look behind me and there's a woman in my car.
What? Just what? Jumped in?
Just a woman sitting in my car. And I go, you have the wrong car. And she goes, I need a ride. And I go, I don't know you. You can't just get into my car. And she goes, listen, I'm from Brazil. So she's loaded. Okay, clearly. And I go, honey, do you know the people who you came with? Who were you just at the game with? Like, where are your people? I'm thinking, there's no way you just got like this alone, right? And she gets out her passport. And she goes, you don't believe that I'm from Brazil? I go, I do believe you're from Brazil. I think you should put your passport away because you're going to lose it, honey. And so I just kept trying to slowly talk her off whatever this cliff is that she's on. I don't know why she thinks she's coming with me. Or we don't know
she
you.
Needed a ride. She was looking for help.
To where?
So this is like a 30-second exchange and she just got right out?
No! She's in my car for like 10 minutes.
What?
So finally, I'm like, Steve. And he goes, yeah, you got to get out. And I'm like, you have to get out of my car. So she gets out and I lock the door immediately. And she comes up to the window. And the problem is we can't speed off because we're stuck in traffic. So we're literally stuck sitting there telling this woman to get away from our car.
10 minutes in a car, you're BFFs by then. I don't know why you're being so rude locking her out like
that. I don't want to be rude. She was making me be rude. And then I mommed out because I watched her wander away, stumble away. And I was like, oh, oh my gosh. God knows what can happen to that lady now. She wasn't young, but she wasn't old. You know what I mean? Like, she's old enough to know better. I just didn't know where her people were. When I said, I was going to help her find whoever she came there with, but she was ignoring my question. And she was just hell bent that she was coming home with us. And I'm like, you can't come home with me.
I've been at concerts and football games where people overdo it and they're stumbling. And I just try to find an usher, security, and like, hey, I don't know who this is, but they definitely need
help. We're in a random yard. We're at this point, we're not even in the parking lot of the, you know, we're just in a random yard on 20A. So there's no one I can tell, hey. So I'm watching her go off. I feel guilty. I woke up feeling guilty. I'm like, I still don't know what happened to that lady. But what was I supposed to do? Take her with me?
Take it to security or a police officer. They're everywhere on the corner. That's what I would have done. Oh, gosh.
You would have?
Yes. I mean, you know she's intoxicated. She needs help. Bills Mafia. Hopefully, the Bills Mafia took care of her there to make sure she's all right.
I'm sure, because she was wandering up where there was security. So she was wandering.
Just think of it. We were just talking less than an hour ago about you lost your phone.
Yeah.
That poor lady's like your phone lost. See? She needed help.
Oh! I was supposed to let a random stranger? Again, I don't know whether she's dangerous. I don't know what her intentions were. Why my car?
And if she's getting into your car, she's, what, going to come home with you? And she's going to be like, oh, you got an in-law suite in the basement? Yeah. I live here and now. Now I got a squatter.
Now I got her forever, Bo.
Squatter in the back seat.
In my car, out of the 30,000 cars that are sitting there in traffic, it's got to be my car. Why me?
Well, the angels from above thought you were the savior. They guided her to you. And you spit her right out of that back seat. Oh,
gosh.
You be the judge. Did TJ do the right thing or the wrong thing? What would have you done? 585-252-WBE.